everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, so yesterday we talked a little bit about our perfect vacations.
Mm-hmm.
We said that if we have a little bit of time, we like to choose places where we can go sit on the beach.
Mm-hmm. And relax
and try the local food. And if I have a longer time for my holiday, I want to travel farther away and really learn what it's like to be a local in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking about former chef Anthony Bourdain's show, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, and about his favorite vacations.
And about his adventure
mm-hmm.
in Greece.
Okay.
So Bourdain loves going on holiday to taste the local food and find adventure.
All right. Now, a lot of you may know about Anthony Bourdain. He's even been to Taiwan. But on this episode of the show, he's in Greece on the island of Naxos.
Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know him,
mm-hmm.
you can watch him on TLC,
mm-hmm.
Travel and Living Channel. So people travel here to get away from the stress of life in Greece
mm-hmm.
and to relax. And so does Anthony.
All right. Well, Anthony is excited to spend his time on Naxos napping, trying some local food, and maybe even learning a little bit more about the people who live there.
So what is he going to experience in this trip?
Well, I'm not sure, but I feel like it's going to have a little bit to do with the food today.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we talked a little bit about Greece's economy.
Yeah.
So I think today we're going to talk a little bit more about the food he gets to eat.
Okay,
but
mm-hmm.
let's find out more by getting to our article now.
Reading. Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. Bourdain relaxes in a villa on Naxos, watching TV news about Greece. There are stories about Greece's financial disaster, the refugee crisis, and violent riots in Athens. However, where he's sitting, all that feels like a world away. Bourdain travels to the village of Apparatus, where people seem to have street parties all the time. A local man, Stefanos, says people there live every moment of their lives. That's what Bourdain plans to do when he visits a local family of farmers for a meal. On a wooden table outside, surrounded by the delightful Greek countryside, dinner is served. Bourdain and the family eagerly dig into wild rabbit that the family's men shot earlier. There's also slow-cooked rooster, stuffed pepper, and potatoes. Bourdain asks them what it means to be Greek. Maria, the woman of the house, says family and religion is the most important thing. Yanis, her husband, says patriotism. After the meal, Bourdain is one step closer to understanding life in Greece.
All right, today's article begins by saying Bourdain relaxes in a villa on Naxos, watching TV news about Greece.
Villa, 独栋别墅. Wow, so he's in a villa.
Mm-hmm.
It must be really relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
But why is he watching TV news? You notice that? I thought he wanted to relax without worrying anything.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I'm surprised that he's in this really beautiful, really expensive hotel room. He wants to nap and relax, but he is watching TV news, and we know TV news is usually really serious, really sad or scary, so what is he doing? Okay, so the article says there are stories about Greece's financial disaster, the refugee crisis, and violent riots in Athens. So three really serious things on the news here. But there are also quite a few words we need to discuss in this sentence. In yesterday's lesson, we talked about Greece's economic crisis. Now, here we're talking about a financial disaster, which is very similar. So let's take a look at this noun disaster, which is spelled D-I-S-A-S-T-E-R, disaster. Now, a disaster is something that is very bad or has failed to happen or work. Let's use it in an example sentence like this. The picnic was a disaster. Hardly anyone came, and then it started to rain.
It was really a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Disaster 呢是名词灾难的意思，那可以是天灾，也可以是人为造成的。那文章里面我们还看到 financial 这个字， financial 呢是一个形容词，代表金融的，所以 financial disaster 金融灾难。金融灾难呢会导致一个国家面临 economic crisis 经济危机。那金融的这个字呢，我们来补充一下它的名词叫做 finance, F-I-N-A-N-C-E, 金融财政。
Okay, so we know financial has to do with money, and they're sort of having a financial disaster, so things are really bad with their money right now. But...They're also talking about a refugee crisis. Now, we know about this word crisis. It's a problem that we need to fix. But what about the word refugee?
Refugee, 难民. Refugee crisis 就是所谓的难民危机. So, Greece is in Europe. Here we are talking about refugee crisis in Europe, 欧洲的难民危机. 那是发生在什么时候呢? It happened in the end of 2010.
Okay.
当时呢, 2010年的年底爆发了阿拉伯之春. 那当时呢, 阿拉伯世界的人民呢, 就走上街头反对专制的政府，许多人因为政变而成了难民，大量涌入欧盟体系的国家，希腊 Greece 就是其中的一个。
Okay, so we've got this financial disaster, then we have this refugee crisis, which is actually still happening right now. And the other thing on the news were that there were violent riots in Athens. Now, here we see the adjective violent. It's spelled V-I-O-L-E-N-T, violent. Violent means that something is dangerous in a way that people can be hurt or killed. So not a very good thing. All right. So in an example sentence, violent could be,There is a lot of violent crime in that city, so my mom doesn't want me to live there. If I was a mother, I wouldn't want that either.
Violent 形容词，暴力的，激烈的。那它的名词呢是什么？叫做 violence。那文章中呢，我们用形容词 violent 来形容 riot 暴动这个字。
Wow, so he's listening to some pretty serious news. He's talking about violent riots in Greece where all these people are fighting and they're getting hurt and stuff, and the refugee crisis where people are trying to find a safe place to live, and the financial disaster where Greece is running out of money and they don't know what to do. ButBourdain is in Greece right now, and the article says, however, where he's sitting, all that feels like a world away.
It's really hard to imagine a violent and dangerous world when you are sitting in a nice villa.
That's true.
So for him, it's like something that's happening in a far away place.
Now, let's find out what happens when Bourdain leaves the hotel.The article says Bourdain travels to the village of Apparatus, where people seem to have street parties all the time. Interesting.
Now, street parties.
I do like a good street party. Now, let's look at the phrase seem to. Seem to means that something appears to be true, even though it may not be true. It kind of looks like it is.All right, in an example sentence, we could say, Jack seems to be worried about something. He doesn't look very happy.
seem to 似乎好像不定词 to 后面加上原形动词如果要带出形容词呢记得放上 be 动词原形也就是 be 这个字如同例句当中的 seem to be 然后带出形容词 worried 这个字
OK so I would like to travel to a place that has lots of street parties I think Bourdain does too
but why are they having parties while there isan economic crisis going on.
Maybe it's for the tourists. If they bring in more tourists, they make some more money.
That's true.
That might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bourdain has met a local man in apparatus, like he usually does. The article says, a local man, Stephanos, says people there live every moment of their lives.
To live every moment of one's life 代表的是活在当下把握时间的意思虽然希腊正在面临许多危机但是在这里的村民呢不让危机影响到他们的心情尽量活得快乐尽兴
Okay, so he's met this man they're at a party but now we're going to the food part Now, I hope everyone's excited, and I know that I am to hear all about the delicious food. The article says, that's what Bourdain plans to do when he visits a local family of farmers for a meal.
I can't wait to find out what he's going to eat.
Well, you'll have to be patient.
Especially, he's in a local family.
I know, but we need to wait a little bit.
Okay.
The next line of the article says,On a wooden table outside, surrounded by the delightful Greek countryside, dinner is served. Okay, so a couple of words we need to look at in this sentence. We're going to first start with the verb surround, which is spelled S-U-R-R-O-U-N-D, surround. Surround means to be all around someone or something on all sides.For example, we could say, the small lake is surrounded by small cabins and a beautiful forest. So the lake, you can imagine, is in the middle, and all around it are some cabins and a forest.
Surround 是动词环绕围绕的意思那如果我们要说某人或某个东西某个地方被其他的东西所环绕的话我们怎么用呢被动就要出来了 Be surrounded by somebody or something 所以再给同学们一个 example sentence I'm surrounded by people on the street because there is a parade going on. 我在街上被人们围绕，原因是原来有游行啊。
Okay, so Bourdain is in the countryside. He's surrounded by this beautiful country area in Greece. But we also saw the adjective delightful here. Delightful spelled D-E-L-I-G-H-T-F-U-L. Delightful. Delightful means that something is very pleasant. It's very nice.For example, we could say, what a delightful party Jessica threw last night. I had a lot of fun.
Delightful, 形容词令人高兴的。那同学们注意哦，你如果在一个字啊，它的字尾看到 F-U-L, 它就会是一个形容词，代表的是充满前半段那个名词所代表的东西。所以这边的名词是什么呢？是 delight 这个字，代表愉快。高兴那 delight 本身呢还可以当作动词来使用哦使人愉快使人高兴那如果呢我们在字尾加上 ed delighted 可以把它变成形容词来用感到高兴的 To receive your presence makes me really delighted 收到你的礼物让我真的很开心
OkayNow we're getting to the food part for real this time. So the article says, Bourdain and the family eagerly dig into wild rabbit that the family's men shot earlier. Now we're going to take a quick break here to find out about today's shortcut for you. So stay tuned and we'll be back.
Shortcut for you.
Man, I'm hungry.
Well, don't worry, because dinner is served.
Wow, I'm ready to dig into this food.
Dig into? Don't play with the food.
To dig into something means to eat something.
I see. Dig into something is 开始大吃.
That's right. I can't wait to dig into the food.
Wait.
What? I really want to dig into dinner.
You can't.
And why not?
Because I want to dig into it first.
What's that?
Okay, so there was a lot of stuff to talk about in that sentence, but let's take a look at the adverb eagerly. It's spelled E-A-G-E-R-L-Y, eagerly. Now, eagerly means to do something in a way that shows you are very excited. Okay, so for example, we could say, fans of this film series are eagerly waiting for the next movie to be released.
Eagerly, 副词，热切地，渴望地。在文章当中呢，我们是修饰 dig into 开动的这个动词片语，所以代表呢，他们很热切，很渴望的开动。那如果我们把 ly 去掉，我们看到 eager 这个形容词，那就是渴望的，想要去做某件事情。Be eager to do something.、Mm-hmm. For example, we can say, my brother is eager to get his birthday presents. 我的弟弟啊，好热切，好渴望的想要得到他的生日礼物。那这边同学们注意哦， to 后面加原形动词。
Now, if I was on this Greek island with this Greek family, I would also be eagerly waiting to eat this food.
Me too.
Especially because they're not just eating delicious wild rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
The article also says there's also slow-cooked rooster, stuffed pepper, and potatoes. All right, that sounds delicious.
同学们在文章当中呢，看到 slow cooked rooster， 这个叫做呢用小火慢慢煮成的公鸡。那我们看到 slow cooked 这个字哦，里面呢你一定有看到 C-O-O-K cook 这个动作，对不对？加了 ed 呢，它变成了形容词，代表的是被煮的。那怎么样被煮呢？哦，慢慢被煮的，所以我们用的是这个形容词，复合形容词叫做 slow cooked。
It sounds so good, and it's making me hungry. But we have got to get to the next part of the article. Bourdain is talking to some of the farmers. The article says, Bourdain asks them what it means to be Greek.
Mm-hmm.
Now here he's asking them what is important for Greek people, or what they care about.
Oh, Bourdain 呢，这边问他们什么对希腊人来说是重要的。So what are their answers?
Well, first he talks to Maria. It says, Maria, the woman of the house, says family and religion is the most important thing. Now, here the article uses a phrase that's quite old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
We don't often say the man of the house or the woman of the house anymore.
Mm-hmm. The woman of the house 其实代表的是家中的老大，做决定的人。那如同刚刚 Aaron 老师提到的，现在他们比较不这么用了。
Okay, now let's look at the noun religion. Mm-hmm. It's spelled R-E-L-I-G-I-O-N, religion. Religion is the belief in a god or gods. For example, we're learning about the religion of Islam in school right now.
Religion 就是宗教信仰，那它的形容词呢，我们要学一下叫做 religious， 虔诚的。For example, my mom is a very religious person.、
Mm-hmm.
代表的是呢，我妈妈是一位对信仰非常虔诚的人。
So Maria thinks family and religion are the most important parts of being Greek. Next, the article says Yanis, her husband, says patriotism.
Patriotism, 字尾呢是 ism 结尾的字呢，它代表的是某某主义教条，所以 patriotism 代表的是爱国主义。那爱国主义者怎么说呢？我们说 patriot。
Okay, so we're at the end of today's article, but let's check out the final sentence before we go. It says...After the meal, Bourdain is one step closer to understanding life in Greece.
And I learned a lot about Greek people too.
Well, I'm glad you did, but now we've got a For You Chat question to answer.
For You Chat.
All right, so in the article we learned about what it means to be Greek, but our For You Chat question today is, what do you think it means to be Taiwanese? Explain.
Well, I'm a Taiwanese, so I'm the one that's going to answer the question. So for me, I'm thinking about what Taiwanese people are famous for.
Okay.
We're famous for being really nice,
mm-hmm.
being really kind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think hospitality is what means
to
us.
So inviting people into your country and making them feel like,
yes,
like they're at home.
Right.
Okay.
And one more thing that comes to my mind is democracy.
Okay.
Being able to speak,
mm-hmm.
being able to get people to know what you're thinking about.
Okay.
I think
like having a democratic government as
yes.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how important do you think that is for Taiwanese people, having the democracy?
That means we have freedom.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about you? I know you're not Taiwanese.
Right.
But what do you think it means to be a Canadian?
Well, Canadians are also one of the kindest mm-hmm. people in the world, and so I would say hospitality is a really big thing in Canada because we're very open, we're very polite,
mm-hmm.
we want people to feel comfortable in our country. But another thing is we're very focused on nature because in Canada we have so much nature.
You are right.
And we love being in the nature in the summer, even in the winter, we like to go skiing. So there's a lot of things to do with that, but
mm-hmm.
we're running out of time. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. Bourdain relaxes in a villa on Naxos, watching TV news about Greece. There are stories about Greece's financial disaster, the refugee crisis, and violent riots in Athens. However, where he's sitting, all that feels like a world away. Bourdain travels to the village of Apparatus, where people seem to have street parties all the time. A local man, Stephanos, says people there live every moment of their lives. That's what Bourdain plans to do when he visits a local family of farmers for a meal. On a wooden table outside, surrounded by the delightful Greek countryside, dinner is served. Bourdain and the family eagerly dig into wild rabbit that the family's men shot earlier. There's also slow-cooked rooster, stuffed pepper, and potatoes. Bourdain asks them what it means to be Greek. Maria, the woman of the house, says family and religion is the most important thing. Yanis, her husband, says patriotism. After the meal, Bourdain is one step closer to understanding life in Greece. Vocabulary Review.
Disaster. It was a disaster at work today. The boss quit, my coworkers started arguing, and many customers left. Violent. There were violent fights at the politician's event. Many people were hurt. Surround. The small town is surrounded by farms on every side. Delightful. We had afternoon tea at a delightful restaurant. It's a nice place to sit and talk. Eagerly. The children eagerly opened their presents on Christmas Day. Religion. Many people use religion to help them find the answers to life and death.